Back at it after taking a week off, so we've got a lot to cover. Hello, I'm Crypto Casey, and welcome to another episode of Last Week Crypto. Every Sunday, we review the performance of the largest cryptocurrencies, top gainers, as well as the latest global news stories affecting the crypto markets this past week. This week, we will discuss how the SEC could thwart any chance the U.S. had at becoming a favorable environment for blockchain tech innovation, institutions forging ahead in spite of it, the insane Dogecoin mania, and some altcoin project updates. To check out the links to all the articles we discuss, go to cryptocasey.com/lastweekcrypto. This week's episode is brought to you by Crypto.com, an exchange with over 100 different cryptocurrencies and over 20 different fiat currencies. On Crypto.com's mobile app, you can buy crypto with bank transfers, credit, debit cards, or crypto at true cost with no markups. They also have a desktop exchange that is solely for crypto-to-crypto trading. If you use the link below to sign up for Crypto.com, you'll receive $25 worth of cryptocurrency for free when you use the referral code CryptoCasey, all while supporting the channel. Also, every Wednesday, I conduct a weekly AMA or Ask Me Anything at Instagram.com/CryptoCasey. So use the link to my one and only official Instagram account listed in the description area to follow me and ask me anything you want every Wednesday. If you'd like to see me live stream with some other crypto experts in the space, I've started live streaming on the Crypto Banter YouTube channel. Most Fridays at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard, I plan on bantering with the crew about crypto and also co-host some of the shows during the weekday as well. So make sure you follow me on Instagram to get informed when I'm going live. And you can also subscribe to the Crypto Banter YouTube channel for notifications as well. All right, let's dive into Last Week Crypto. Looking at the top cryptocurrencies by market cap, Bitcoin sideways, up 0.7%, ETH breaking new all-time highs almost daily at this point, up 35.6%, Binance Coin up 4.1%, and the newest addition to the top 5 by market cap, Doge, up an absolutely mad 99.5%. Looking at the top gainers this week, Bitcoin Diamond up 290.2%, Telcoin up 249.2%, Ethereum Classic up 210.2%, and no surprise here, Doji Doge, also a top gainer. It's been a wild ride in the crypto markets for sure. U.S. Treasury Secretary has also been on a ride of her own, flipping back and forth on the existence of her notorious imaginary friend, inflation. 2 days after saying there wasn't inflation, Janet Yellen now says we expect inflation to be high over the next couple of months due to technical reasons. You can't make this stuff up.
My colleagues have said the CEA put out a blog post on this. We expect somewhat higher inflation over the next several months for a variety of essentially technical reasons.
Finally admitting some inflation is imminent. Progress? Maybe so. Either way, you know who else besides us crypto fiends is done with the dollar? Russia slashes dollar and euro from reserves in favor of gold and yuan. And who would blame them? As China embraces and actively develops blockchain technology solutions, the U.S. remains rather stagnant, while the SEC suggests action that could create an extremely unfavorable environment for tech innovation in the United States going forward, driving projects elsewhere. SEC Chairman Gary Gensler says more investor protections are needed for Bitcoin and crypto markets.
I think to the extent something is a security, the SEC has a lot of authority, and a lot of crypto tokens, I won't call them cryptocurrencies for this moment, but crypto tokens are indeed securities. The prior chair had indicated that. The prior SEC brought numerous enforcement actions to sort of bring some of those security or investment contract tokens into the rules. I think that we need greater investor protection there. And we don't have a federal regime overseeing the crypto exchanges, while our sister agency, the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, has some limited anti-fraud and anti-manipulation authority. There's no federal authority to actually bring a regime to the crypto exchanges. Whether it's stock exchanges or futures exchanges, there's regimes that were put in place in the 1930s to help protect against fraud and manipulation on the exchanges and protect the integrity of that. And I think that's really something right. That we'll be working with Congress and if they see fit to try to bring some protection for people that want to invest in this speculative asset class.
good intentions behind regulations to protect institutional investors? To protect government power and authority over financial ecosystems? Or to protect retail investors? Ha! After the GameStop AMC fiasco that happened with these already regulated stock exchanges, it seems more likely they want a centralized entity to control crypto exchanges for the benefit of a few elite and not the general public. Another thing he mentioned was that a lot of crypto tokens are indeed securities. So if they decide to go after these tokens, we will see them get delisted from US exchanges, and any new projects looking to launch would likely not even bother trying to jump through all of the regulatory hoops to appease the SEC. This would further stifle tech innovation and adoption in the United States, causing us to fall further behind China and other countries embracing cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. As the US government and its regulatory agencies pontificate about how they can maintain their precious power and control over the financial system that's slowly but surely slipping away, big institutions and corporations are forging ahead trying to meet their clients' voracious new appetites for digital assets while staying compliant. VanEck submits SEC filing to create an ETH exchange-traded fund. The move comes months after VanEck renewed its efforts to create a Bitcoin ETF. The Securities and Exchange Commission recently extended its review period for that proposed product, a development that mirrored how the U.S. securities regulator has weighed Bitcoin-centric ETFs in the past. To date, no Bitcoin ETF has been approved in the U.S. Meanwhile, several ETH-focused ETFs have gone live in Canada after winning approval from regulators in that country. So let's go ahead and add Canada to the growing list of forward-thinking countries that are regulatorily cooler than the power-hungry control freak that is the United States. Another institution paving the way to service their clients' crypto investment needs, CME launches Micro Bitcoin Futures. Exchange giant CME Group has launched Micro Bitcoin Futures, smaller-sized derivatives contracts, opening the door for a broader customer base. The Micro Bitcoin futures are 1/10 the size of one Bitcoin and will be settled in cash. CME first revealed the product in March. At 1/10 the size of one Bitcoin, Micro Bitcoin futures will provide an efficient, cost-effective way for a broad array of market participants, from institutions to sophisticated active traders, to fine-tune their Bitcoin exposure and enhance their trading strategies, all while retaining the benefits of CME Group's standard Bitcoin futures, said Tim McCourt, CME Group's global head of equity index and alternative investment products. Nice. And it's these types of products like futures, micro futures, and options that will be instrumental in decreasing the price volatility of crypto over time as more people and money enter the market. And another big player that doesn't want to get left behind? Goldman Sachs' internal memo unveils new cryptocurrency trading team. Under CEO David Solomon, Goldman has said it is seeking to broaden its market presence by selectively onboarding crypto trading institutions to expand offerings. The firm also said it launched a new software platform this week that provides the latest cryptocurrency prices and news to clients. Next, we've got one of the more original big financial institutional adopters. PayPal CEO touts next-generation digital wallet after earnings beat. With its network of 26 million retailers, PayPal's crypto ambitions have positioned the company as a rival to Coinbase, the country's most popular crypto exchange. The company also announced plans to roll out a next-generation digital wallet in the third quarter. Shulman described the product as an all-in-one personalized app that will provide increasingly customized and unique shopping, financial services, and payment experiences. Very exciting news for sure. However, be mindful that when using PayPal and other apps like Robinhood, that you are only getting price exposure to cryptocurrencies. That means you aren't 100% in control of your digital assets. PayPal and Robinhood don't allow you to transfer your cryptocurrency to your own crypto wallets outside of their centralized network. So as the value of crypto increases and regulations for these entities holding crypto on their own networks remain uncertain, make sure you are using exchanges that allow you to transfer your crypto off of their networks, like Coinbase, Crypto.com, Gemini, Kraken, etc. And then make sure you are transferring your crypto off of those exchanges to hold safely in your own cold storage hardware wallet. You can scroll down to the description area below to access the correct and official sites of my recommended hardware wallets. BC Vault is my personal favorite. Another option is the Ledger Nano Backup Pack, so scroll down to check them out. Or if you would rather earn income from your idle digital assets you're planning to hold long-term, you can safely earn interest with services provided by BlockFi. With a BlockFi interest account, your cryptocurrency can earn up to 8.6% APY. Interest accrues daily and is paid monthly. There are no hidden fees and no minimum balances. So if you're interested in learning more about BlockFi, you can get up to a $250 Bitcoin bonus when you use the link in the description area to sign up, all while supporting the channel. Protecting your ability to generate income so you can buy more crypto is another important thing to consider. So if you'd like to learn more about the advanced technical concepts of blockchain and become a developer in the space, check out Ivan on Tech's Academy. If you use the link below, you can access the Academy at a discounted price, so scroll down to check it out. Cool. And as big traditional institutions continue to FOMO into crypto as quickly as possible, some of their employees are jumping ship directly into crypto-exclusive projects. NYDIG announces appointment of John Dalby as Chief Financial Officer. The CFO of Bridgewater Associates joins during a period of rapid growth for NYDIG. NYDIG, the New York Digital Investment Group, a leading provider of investment and technology solutions for Bitcoin, today announced the appointment of John Dalby as Chief Financial Officer. Mr. Dalby is the CFO of Bridgewater Associates, the world's largest hedge fund. And in case you didn't know, the founder and co-chairman of Bridgewater Associates is Ray Dalio, who has expressed skepticism about Bitcoin in the past. So let's check out this humorous tweet. Ray Dalio, Bitcoin is a bubble. Ray Dalio's CFO, I'm leaving you for a Bitcoin company. Nice. Next, let's touch on some Doge delirium and then some other altcoin project updates. By the time you watch this video, we will be more certain about the aftermath of this precarious place Doge found itself in this week. Dogecoin price's make or break moment looms with Elon Musk set to host Saturday Night Live. Alright, so be honest in the comments below. Let me know if you thought the price was going to explode upwards or crash downwards during and after Saturday Night Live. My call was a crash as whales take massive profits from this massive run-up the past couple of weeks, but hey, give me hell in the comments if I was wrong. I can handle it. So, going forward, Dogecoin to Mars? Palantir co-founder Joe Lonsdale thinks so. There's a good chance Dogecoin is going to be around for a while, Lonsdale said Thursday on CNBC's Squawk Box. If Elon Musk, CEO of Tesla Inc. at SpaceX, decides he wants to make Dogecoin a currency on Mars, I bet you he could do it, Lonsdale said. Dogecoin grows at 2% per year, he said, adding that there's nothing irrational about a slow-growing cryptocurrency. I don't think it's as crazy as it sounds, Lonsdale told CNBC. He followed that up by smiling and saying, even though it is dog money. Musk, Lonsdale, and an armada of TikTok influencers aren't the only ones seemingly bullish on dog money. Mark Cuban, Dogecoin will hit $1 and become a stablecoin. Mark Cuban thinks Dogecoin is headed straight for $1 and will stay there. The reason? It's becoming more of a utility, he argues. Interesting. Well, let's quickly hit on some altcoin project updates before wrapping up. The SafeMoon saga means more crypto chaos. SafeMoon's $8 billion hustle wasn't the first of its kind, nor will it be the last. On April 20th, SafeMoon overtook Dogecoin as the top-searched cryptocurrency in the world. The one-month-old DeFi token had all the makings of a breakout success, a large social media following, a function that penalizes sellers, and a rapid return to satisfy even the most demanding moonshot investor. But as the old saying goes, up like a rocket, down like a stick. As more Twitter-fueled investors piled in, prices inexplicably collapsed. In just 2 weeks, $8 billion of investor money has vanished. So just a quick PSA, as the crypto bull market continues to rage on, beware of scammers. They are everywhere, they are in the comments below all my videos impersonating me. They create fake accounts on all social media platforms like Facebook, Twitter, WhatsApp, YouTube, Telegram, etc. They will try to contact you via email. So if anyone ever contacts you saying they can turn your funds into profits, or if they ask you to install mining software on your computer for profits, all of those are 100% scams. I and no other crypto influencer will ever ask you for money. We will never invest your money on your behalf. We will never ask you to install mining software on your computer for profits. We will never ask to contact you on WhatsApp. We will never ask you for your wallet, seed phrases, or anything similar. The only official accounts I interact on are listed in the description area below. So if it's not listed below, it's not me. So always stay mindful and alert when people contact you about crypto. Sweet. Next up, watch out, Amazon Web Services. Decentralized rival launches testnet. A decentralized network has launched its private testnet as it aims to dramatically reduce waste when it comes to how the world's computing resources are used. Kudos says its infrastructure means laptops, smartphones, and company servers that may otherwise lie idle can contribute to exciting projects including DeFi, scientific research, data analytics, artificial intelligence, and video rendering, advancing human knowledge. I love this type of use case for blockchain technology. This is a newer, smaller market cap coin at around $40 million at the time of this video, which comes with more risk. I do not like to make risky altcoin picks or suggestions. I currently do not own any Kudos, nor am I involved with them. But I will be watching them because I am bullish on the use case if they can pull it off and market the project well. Another more established set of projects I'm following closely, Polkadot. Kusama parachain anticipation builds amid uncertainty over launch date. Since the Polkadot mainnet launch in 2020, the planned launch of the network's eponymous and Kusama parachains has generated much eager anticipation. Yet delays to the auction of slots that have put pressure on Polkadot's native token appear not to have dampened enthusiasm for the sale, according to a report by Cointelegraph. Parachain slots have been due for release in the first quarter of 2021. But even with the rollout date still not yet in sight, it appears that projects will be ready to deploy on the network within weeks of obtaining those slots, and demand for them is expected to be strong. Yes, sometimes software takes much longer than anticipated to develop. And I, as well as some of you, are eagerly awaiting some Polkadot parachain action. Awesome. Well, that was Lastly Crypto with me, Crypto Casey. If you enjoyed the episode, please make sure to like this video and subscribe to my channel for more crypto content. To check out the links to all of the articles we discuss, go to cryptocasey.com/lastweekcrypto. So will Dogecoin shift from being representative of a social movement or philosophical battle between the little guys versus big government and corporations into more real-world utility? What other altcoins are you guys currently looking at? Have you checked out the Crypto Banter YouTube channel I'm live streaming on? Let me know in the comments below. Be safe out there.